The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, everybody, it's Michelle Williams. Listen, we all know that the pressures from social media can really be overwhelming, but it's important to know who you are and stay true to yourself and check in with your mental health. I have someone who is known for spreading positivity through her music and tuning out the haters on social media. Coming up next here on Checking In with Michelle Williams. We were talking about, you know, just a healthy self-image and not giving in to the labels and the lies that people might say about you. And I just remember all the labels that I had accepted over the years. Not good enough, unlovable. Don't belong, done with music, unworthy, not pretty enough, boring, hypocrite, unintelligent, meant to be alone. The womps. Those are lies because they are so the opposite of what God thinks about me. God didn't make any mistakes. So whatever your belief is, I just stand in the fact that we just can't believe those labels and those lies. We cannot believe the things that people on social media say about you, especially when they're negative, especially when they are not life-giving. So I'm so glad that I have Chanel on here today for us to talk about things that are going on. And I know what it's like to be cyberbullied, and it's not a good feeling, especially when you are, when you like to engage with people on social media, you know what I mean? And so sometimes you have to sift through two or three negative comments sometimes before you get to the 12 positive comments, you know what I mean? And so I would just say, you know, let's just uplift one another. Let's be careful about what we say. Or if you feel like it's something constructive or something that you feel led to say to somebody, I'd DM them. I'd send them a private message and just leave it in God's hand. Be like, hopefully they see it. And if they don't, they don't. But always make sure that we are just speaking in love to people, because we will reap what we sow. And I think that we will reap even what we type in the comment sections of what we say to people. So that's just my 25 cents, is because it's more than 2 cents. But anywho, I thank you guys. And I hope in this episode, you guys really hear some strength and some inspiration. And Chanel is just a ball of sunshine. Our special guest today is a singer, songwriter, amazing rapper, everything, and co-host on MTV's Ridiculousness, where she's known for her contagious laughter and positive energy. Please welcome Chanel West Coast to the Checking In podcast.
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I could not wait to talk to you because I have a group text with some friends, and a lot of it through the years has been stuff from Ridiculousness. And the show will probably always be around because we just don't act right as humans. We do the craziest, outrageous stuff.
There's endless content. Like, that's why I'm like, the show's never going to go away. People are going to stay just doing dumb things when they're bored and filming it, and you know, they give us a show. So shout out to all the people who are bored out there making this video.
Be like, you're keeping our girl working, okay? Which is actually a blessing. And of course, your laughter. Is it? Has it always been that way? It's amazing to me.
Thank you. I don't, you know, it's so funny. Like, my friends never, like, really told me, like, I had this, like, laugh. I don't know. I didn't know until I was on TV that, like, my laugh was a thing, you know? And then my friends were like, you've always had that laugh. Like, we always knew your laugh was funny. And I'm like, you guys never told me before. Like, you know, so, but I know I get it from my, it's a mix of my mom and my dad. My dad has a crazy laugh. And my mom has a crazy laugh. So
really?
A combination of both of them. You got to hear them both laugh. It's hilarious. So yeah, so it kind of runs in the family, I guess you could say.
I have a friend where, especially when she gets really tickled, she can't help it. She snorts. She's the cutest thing. Of course, we definitely had to discuss that. And how's everything been going? I know things have shifted for a lot of us in the entertainment industry since 2020. And we have seen that you've been putting a stronger focus on your wellness and your mental health. Can you share with us about it a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm for sure an extrovert. So when once the pandemic happened and it was like locked up inside, I felt like I was going a little bit crazy. I'm like, okay, this is a lot of time at home. Definitely I used the time wisely and stayed creative and, you know, made use of my time. Yeah. But that much time at home can drive you insane. And so I really got into meditation, which I think meditation is key for mental health. Like, I download all these little different meditations on iTunes and, you know, Apple Music or whatever, and do some on like YouTube, and meditating it's changed my life. Like, I had friends that I didn't talk to for a while that I talked to during the pandemic. They're like, girl, you're like a whole new relaxed you. You know, I've always been a chill person, but I can get stressed out a little easy, like over my career and things like that. So I guess you could say I'm a perfectionist. That's where the stress comes in.
Okay.
But during the pandemic, I started meditating, and that really helped me calm down. And I had a few friends like who I spoke to who I hadn't talked to in a while, and they're like, you have changed. You seem like a whole new, calmer you. So I know that the meditation helped me get like that.
Maybe there's something to that. Maybe you should do a meditation. I don't want to say album, but something, because you probably could open up a world of young people that might get into it because you're doing it and they're seeing a change in you. It's like, well, I want to do what she's doing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So thank you so much for using your platform to promote positivity, because with doing what you do, as if I'm not in the same industry, but it ain't about me. With doing what you do, you face a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
But you've chosen to remain positive, but at the same time, you let people know you're not a doormat either. How do you balance that? And when do you find that it's time to speak up and defend yourself versus, you know what, y'all, you better be glad I've been meditating?
Well, let's say I definitely, you know, I had a moment where I think a lot of people saw, like, on Ridiculousness when I kind of snapped on Charlamagne. But, you know, we made cool after that whole situation. But that was definitely a moment in my life where I felt like, you know, especially I've been on shows with all guys forever. I'm the only girl. And I was like, yo, these guys aren't going to stand up for me either. Like, I felt like I really had to stand up for myself in that moment. And there's always little moments where you definitely should stand up for yourself. But I will say that learning to ignore all the haters, and meditating's really helped with that for sure. But just really, like, I feel like it took me a while to realize that people who are haters are usually just, you know, going through it themselves. Oh, they're probably not that happy. They're, you know, they're sad for whatever reason, and they're projecting onto you. And so once I realized that, I was like, I feel kind of bad for these people. And then I learned to hold myself back even more from going off on people, like when they would, like, you know, say mean things in my comments and stuff, just because I realized, I'm like, oh, these people are going through it, you know, like I should just let them vent and get it out.
Right. And get it out. And then there's this statement I love where it says, observe, don't absorb, especially when you and I, we're engaging on social media. We like to respond and say thank you, especially when someone is saying something nice about what you've got going on. But sometimes you almost got to sift through the mean stuff. So it's like, it's going through my eye gates, and it's, I don't know if it's worse hearing it or seeing it.
Yeah, I think it's just bad both ways, to be honest. Yeah. Like,
first he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You know, people are just mean. And sometimes I think it's when they say something that kind of maybe hits you in like that little insecure spot or something, you know, like, and when people say stuff like that, that really hurts. I'm like, dang, like, why are you so mean? You know, but yeah, like I said, meditating, that's really helped me just be like, I just need to shake it off because these people are, they've got their own problems.
So would you say meditation, have you felt like you've dealt with any anxiety throughout the years or any depression where you're like, yo, this is really helping ease some of that?
Yes. No, it helps a lot. So does yoga. Like just all, I love relaxing things. Sound baths. I love like all those like relaxing vibes.
We're going to see you on Instagram doing a sound bath and I'm going to be here for it.
Yeah, no, I did one at my house before with my girls and it was just like really relaxing. Like I love to do relaxing stuff like that because I'm basically working all the time. Like I'm always hustling. So it's good to, when you have spare time, to be very relaxed. Let your mind just like be free, you know?
You've got to take care of yourself because sometimes, you know, you can just, people are coming to you with things to do in your schedule, your work, and you got to be on set. You got to film all these episodes. You got to go to the studio. You got to do this. You got to do that. So I'm so happy that you are taking those measures to take care of yourself and putting yourself first. Was that difficult for you though, in the beginning?
Yeah, like I have a tendency to overwork, I guess you could say. Yeah. And like I had to learn like relaxing and setting that time aside to do things for your mental health. That stuff just helps you be better at your craft and helps you be better when you go to work, you know? So now it's like it's that's part of my job too, you know, is to take the time to relax and to meditate and to do yoga and exercise and all those different things. I think that all, especially exercising too, that all that stuff helps just release negative energy and help you stay positive and focused.
Absolutely. Well, I know that you talked about how you started meditating and friends have noticed a difference in you, right? Now, sometimes as you're growing, that can be intimidating for even people in your circle, or people might say, oh, you've changed. Did you lose any people along the way when you decided to say, I'm going to practice mindfulness? And if I'm going to practice mindfulness, I got to do the right thing too, as it relates to what I say and what I write.
For sure. I grew up here in LA, so I've stayed friends with some, you know, some of my best friends since second grade. They're, you know, they're still here.
It's That's not so like, good.
You know, this is my hometown, so I'm friends with my same friends from elementary school. There has been friends who I've been friends with since elementary school who I've stopped being friends with as I think I've progressed in my career. Like, you know, I haven't changed. I haven't done nothing different, but I think that sometimes it goes back to like the same thing as where sometimes maybe people aren't as happy with their lives or whatever. And I start to notice just like maybe like more cattiness or like, you know, girlfriends leaving me out of things or stuff like that. Like, so I have definitely lost some friends over the past few years. And it's not that like, you know, we're enemies or something like that, but I've really had to let go of like certain energies around me because it's important for me to stay calm. And I'm like, I don't got time to argue over dumb things. I'm like, we're not in high school anymore. Like, you know, so I've had to let go of some friends like that because I'm like, I don't want that negative.
Yeah.
Energy,
you know? And you're so right. It's not that you've changed. Maybe some circumstances have changed. You've got a few more resources, yeah. But you're still the same outgoing young lady where they could probably call you today and you'd probably be there for them. Like, yo, I never went nowhere.
Exactly.
Y'all change or you feel like, or I also think it's this thing where people think when someone makes it in the industry or even in the world of athletics, that there's this glaze of change that washes over us. And it's like, no, literally the only thing that has changed, maybe my zip code has changed, maybe my tax bracket has changed, but the core of who I am remains the same.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a confession. I still like Olive Garden breadsticks. I don't care what folks say. I've got friends, honey, got us money and be hating on Red Lobster biscuits. I still love them.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with Red Lobster biscuits. Those are the best biscuits in the world. I don't know about Olive Garden's breadsticks, but I love their stuffed mushrooms.
Ooh.
The stuffed mushrooms are so good there.
Listen, my mom lives in the Rockford, Illinois area. It's outside of Chicago. And her birthday was in March. And we were trying to figure out where she wants to go for her birthday. So I'm prepared. There's a few 5-star restaurants in that small town.
Yeah.
But she said Red Lobster. And I low-key was like, yes.
I want to take like a whole basket to go every time I go there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
To request a song?
You want a song.
Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're into fashion, you're into all the beauty trends, and do you feel pressure to look a certain way?
Yeah, definitely.
You do!
I feel like, you know, I definitely have always tried to stay as natural as I can, but like, you know, there's the little things here and there, like a little Botox in my forehead. I'm like, I had to start doing it. I was getting a wrinkle right here. I have a small forehead and I'm very expressive.
Got
it. So I started to get this super bad wrinkle here and I was like, I can't have that wrinkle. I'm on TV nonstop. Like, you know, so I had to get the Botox in the forehead. Like, so like it's pressure because I'm obviously on camera nonstop. And there's those moments where it's very close up or whatever. So I got in a bad accident and I had knocked these two teeth out.
Mm.
Like, well, this one tooth got knocked out and then this one died. And so I was able to keep my teeth. Like, they put a bond on this one.
Okay.
But they kept getting yellow. And I was like, I can't be on TV like this. What am I going to do? And the dentist was like, you have to get veneers. And so I got fake teeth because I felt this pressure. Like, I'm smiling and laughing all the time on camera. I'm like, I can't have these two yellow teeth. They're driving me crazy.
Ah!
So that's why I got my teeth done. I'm so much happier with my new teeth. They definitely, like, I think they changed my face and made it just more like more bright,
wow,
more, like, you know, more clean looking. but like, you know, there was a lot of pressure for that. And
see, I would have just thought, I said, maybe she just got Invisalign or maybe she just got them whitened. I wouldn't, you know.
I already have pretty decent teeth.
Yes.
After those two teeth, you know, got damaged or whatever from my accident, it was like, I just had to do it. Like, I'm like, I can't be on camera with two teeth a little bit yellower. Like, people are gonna be like, what is she doing? Like, this girl's laughing and smiling all day. Like, she definitely makes decent money. Like, she should get her teeth fixed, you know? So I didn't want to look like I just didn't care. But I feel like if I wasn't on TV, I think I probably wouldn't care as much about those things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a very relaxed, chill person. Like, I don't think that I've ever cared so I've always been pretty confident in my skin,
yeah,
you know? So I think that it is being on TV nonstop and knowing that there's going to be a million reruns and people are going to see it nonstop. That gives me that pressure. It makes sure I look better than, you know, than normal.
Wow. Listen, we have literally come out the gates running with this interview. You are so infectious and I'm just like getting into it.
You don't understand. I'm so happy to be doing this. Like, me and my girls, we did Destiny's Child for like three different little talent shows. And we always won when we did Destiny's Child.
Yay!
So like, it was like almost like a good luck charm for us as kids.
Chanel,
so,
what?
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm blushing right now. I even told Kelly when I met her on Ridiculousness, I was like, we've had so many people. And I think I got more nervous when Kelly came on Ridiculousness than, like, you know, anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm like, I grew up performing your guys' songs in the talent show. So like, it's crazy to like be talking to you. Like,
let's throw some respect on the music side of you.
Thank you.
The artistic side of you, Chanel. You released your album in 2020.
Yeah.
And as I was reading and just doing my research, it was four, 5 years delayed?
Yeah. It was like forever delayed. So many different reasons. I was trying to like just like figure it all out, I guess you could say. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to keep moving independently and just do what I want to do.
So I wouldn't call it a delay. It came out when it was supposed to come out.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about timing. And I feel like it was God's timing to have, you know, I feel like the pandemic happened and we all used that time for what we could. Yeah. And I just felt like it was the right time for me. Like I made a couple songs that are on my album during the pandemic, like right at the beginning of it. And I feel like just being in different times inspired different energy, inspired different music, you know, and
walk us through that.
That was, it was interesting. Like I've been, you know, lucky to grow up in LA. So I've been recording in like pretty dope studios since I was like 16. And during the pandemic, I was recording in a little tiny room in my house. So it was like I took it all the way back. It was like I went in reverse, you know?
And probably made some of the most incredible music
exactly.
ever.
So that's what it's all about, I think, is just like, it's not about the big studio or any of that stuff. It's about the actual song you're making and the message behind it, you know? And I feel like I had so many feelings from relationships to about things going on in the world. And I just wanted to get more of my story out about like what I've been through in my career. So I think for me as an artist, like I went in a lot more with my story and just talking about different subject matter on this album.
Yeah. I didn't know. You got some vocals.
Thank you. Yeah.
And sometimes there are some people that talk and you can even hear in their, even the way they speak, like, huh, I wonder if they sing, do they have that cool raspiness a little bit in their singing tone? And you do.
Yeah.
Listen, yes, you can rap. Okay, I'm gonna just say this. Continue doing both.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Continue doing both. You're about meditation. So am I. I'm about mindfulness. I'm also about putting it into the atmosphere, what you want, right? Because a friend of mine, we literally just looked up the word future, and it means the time or a period of time following the moment of speaking or writing. So I'm going to ask you for your future, who is someone that you'd like to work with musically?
There's so many people. Oh my God. There's a lot. I really think though that, and I've said this so many times that I was like, he has to get the Google alerts or something, but I really want to work with Drake. I've never put out a song with Lil Wayne, but I've worked with Wayne and I look up to Wayne so much. So I do still want to put out a song with Wayne, but we work together, but I've never even got in the studio with Drake. And I just feel like I love the fact that he raps and sings, and like I do both as well. And I've had people in the past be like, oh, you kind of like Drake, like a female Drake or whatever. Mm. So yeah, I would love to work with Drake. Like I just love all his music. I feel like he can do no wrong. Every single song he puts out is a hit no matter what. So yeah, I really would love to work with him.
Do you think that rapping and singing is a new standard? Like you should have singing in your back pocket.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I think it's always good to do more than one thing. You know, there's all different types of artists. Some artists just rap. Some artists just sing. Some artists, you know, are more the performing type of artist. Like, that's, it's all about the dancing. You know what I mean? But I think that these days people want to see more. People got short attention spans. There's so much content on social media. So it's like, if you're not doing more than one thing, somebody else is, you know? It's better to, you know, be multi-talented, I feel.
Wow. In the beginning, you know, we talked about how you are living life, but you are prioritizing your mental health. And I hope you continue to talk about that on your platform so that people can be like, you know what, if she's balancing herself, if she's making sure she's centered and grounded, because I really feel, I think it's an anti-aging practice as well.
Yeah.
We don't have to be angry and bitter for a long time. You know, although there are things that are going to happen to us in life and anger is going to be like a natural response, but we don't have to stay angry too long. We don't have to stay bitter and sad and all that stuff too long. So I'm grateful that you came to talk to us. What would you say to some aspiring artists out there who feel like, you know, maybe they've been put in a box or people only see them for one thing? Because you are breaking out. So give us something to the listeners who are saying, you know what? I think I can do this too.
I think the best advice I can give to people is to always believe in yourself, no matter what other people say. I don't want to say believe in yourself too much because, okay, sometimes there's, you know, the people on like American Idol or whatever, you're like, mm-hmm. they have to know they can't sing or something, right? So every now and then, I feel like sometimes people believe in themselves too much. And maybe somebody needs to guide them in the right direction, you know? But I believe that if you believe in yourself, that no matter what, something is going to work out for you, you know?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
There's always going to be people that are going to knock you and hate on you and be like, you could do this or that better. But if you really have confidence and you just, at the end of the day, believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. You're going to still make it no matter what, you know? I believe in attracting positive energy. And so believing in yourself and believing that you can do anything, that's going to throw so many things your way. Even if you only believe in yourself in one category, you might believe in yourself so much that God's like, you know what? That's not the thing, but this is for you. And he might just push that at you, you know?
Yeah.
So I just believe confidence and believing in yourself attracts more positivity to you.
Listen, I am a true believer of believing because believing does work. Chanel, we are so happy and excited that you checked in with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy that you asked me to be on.
Of course. Will you come back?
Yes, I will.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, America's Sweetheart is out right now. It's amazing. I love it. Ridiculousness is in like season 84.
This is a never-ending show. Yeah, we got new episodes coming soon.
Amazing. All right, Mama, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
You too, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, it was so good to have Chanel West Coast. She's checking in with us and with you all over the world. And I was just so excited to hear her talk about her self-care routine and how she implements meditation. And we both can attest to the fact that we're all still growing, right? And how you can tell you are growing is how you respond to things that you normally would have went off about. And listen, it's okay. And I don't want to call them clapbacks anymore. Girl, you set them straight. No, sometimes you just want to inform people because some people literally are just walking around here ignorant to certain things. So every now and then you want to bring them into the light. And I'm so glad that Chanel is bringing folks into the light. She's so talented. And I think we'll continue to see more about her throughout the years. And I'm still a big fan of hers from, yes, Ridiculousness. She's hilarious. So yeah, thank y'all so much for checking in. My book, Checking In, is in stores as we speak. All right. I love y'all. Take care. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.